Really quickly, guys, before we get into today's episode, I just want to say there is a mic problem for the first 7.5 minutes, but it gets fixed after, and we do apologize, and it will not happen again. But back to the episode.
Welcome back to Highlights with Brady and Aiden. I'm Brady.
And I'm Aiden.
And it is June. It is officially summer, middle of June, and today we're talking yard games. These games are making a return now that people are going back outside, spending more time outside. And we have 7 here that we came up with that we are going to, that we have ranked, I feel like, are the 7 most iconic
The
summertime games. So these 7 that we have came up with, we have washers, bocce, ladder toss, bags, spike ball, can jam, and volleyball.
Yes, those are. Yeah.
We have both ranked them, given you our thoughts on these 7. Also, clear up any misunderstanding. Ladder toss, the game, it's got like top rack, middle rack, bottom, and you throw like the
string-ended like golf balls.
String, right? Yeah, the golf ball-ended
rope.
String.
Yeah.
So, that is that. If you want to get started with your number 7 spot.
Okay, my number 7 spot is actually ladder toss. It is.
So is mine.
Okay, yours is also. Okay.
That is my number 7.
And
I guess what I have to say about it, it's boring.
I actually don't find it boring. It's just nobody really likes it. I feel like it's like nobody like that's not the first thing anybody will ever mention. Let's be like, let's go play ladder toss. Like, no, nobody wants to.
True. Nobody. I just feel like it's boring. Like, I don't know. It just feels like it's never competitive. Like, you can never like make it competitive. Like, there's no like natural competitive spirit that comes with it. There's like, it takes almost no skill.
It's a lot of luck.
And it's just like, I feel like anyone could do it. You just go up there, you throw it, you know? So, I don't know. To me, it's just, it's boring.
Yeah.
It's not fun. And
it's just, like,
you can't get into it like you can with, I would say, the 6 others. And these 6 others I do really enjoy. It's just this is the only one really that it's like, meh.
Yeah, I just feel like there's no like, I just feel like it takes not a lot of skill, and it's not like something you just like get good at. It's just like kind of like, just kind of happens.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to be pretty good at it. It's not like.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
It's
everyone
not,
does seem to be pretty decent at it.
There's not like a big skill gap.
Yeah, and it's just, it's basic, it's relatively boring. Can't really get into it, and you know, there's not a big gap from the best player and the worst player.
Yeah.
At said event that you're at.
And I think this is the only one where that and maybe bocce, where there's not a big, like, it's like, I feel like there's like a smaller skill gap.
Anyway, so that's number 7, obviously, for me. I don't think there's much more to be said on it. That, I mean, it's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll start with number 6 this time. My number 6, although I do enjoy it a lot, my number 6 is going to be washers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, this is one of the games that I play the most. And
I actually think this is the hardest. What, maybe the second?
I play this the most. It is difficult. I am pretty good at it, but to me, when comparing it to the other five that I was choosing from, I had to one look at like could I like really get into it like competitively? Was it something that like if I was going solo, like yeah, I'll play this off rip. Like this is my go. Like is it my go to? One of my go tos, which it's not. And you can get into it competitively, but I didn't feel like as much. And add that on the fact that it is difficult and it's simple. At the
It
end of the
is.
day, it's simple.
It's a simple game, but I feel like it might be one of the highest skill gap ones. It's one of them.
Oh
Like I feel like it takes a lot more skill than like.
However, the one thing that just kills me is with when, say, I'm throwing a washer, the in and out of the box is just,
No,
I don't know, I'm not understanding.
it does
But
take some skill.
we can talk more about it when we get to yours, but when washers comes up for you, but what's your number six?
My number six is bocce ball.
Bocce. I was gonna guess this after your comments on
It's
skill
just,
gap less.
I feel like there are ways to make bocce ball very fun, and I feel like it just doesn't feel, it's just not that much fun to me. Like
To
I've
me,
just never like.
I have decent fun playing it. One of it's because we typically play it when we will play as a tournament. Shorten the games, like less points to win, play as a tournament. And then that and the fact that it's so different. Like it gets you moving
It is.
around. It can come down to like someone's last ball, just totally shifting the tides of the game. I just feel like bocce, it gets you going, gets you moving too. You're not standing in one place. And out of the fact that it could come, like the last ball could totally shift the tide of the game.
It is one of those things where it can change like
I
very
just feel
quick,
like
but
it's so much more engaging than washers. You have any last thoughts on your bocce placement?
it's just mad to me. I feel like it doesn't take a lot of skill, but it can be fun depending on how you're playing. Like we'll sometimes play on really hilly places, which can kind of be fun when you're playing like that, but otherwise that it's eh.
Understandable. I guess piggybacking off of that, bocce is my number five. I was just giving it praise. At the end of the day, it's my top four. It's just not as competitive. As much as I said, like, oh, but one ball can turn the tide and get you moving, whatever. Yeah, it's true, but like just not as much as the top, four will. And only two people can play at a time, which, isn't the end of the world. That's how most yard games are, but it's just not.
Oh, you guys only play bocce with two people?
Two to four, mostly two, usually two.
We do it a bunch of different ways. Like we'll sometimes play it with four, and we'll sometimes like do it like teams. We'll have like each person on each team gets a throw. We'll play like that sometimes
Yeah,
too.
I play like that. But typically we go 1v1. And I don't know. It's just in terms of, I guess the biggest thing is if I were to go outside, which one would I want to be like, I want to do this first? Like, Bocce's not on that list.
Yeah, no, it's not on my list either.
So what's sitting in your five?
It is washers. It
Washers.
is.
So we have basically the same bottom three, just your washers is one higher than mine and my bottom is one higher than yours.
I've always had a lot of fun with washers 'cause like well, our washers at least like the we'll like do like try to do like trick shots with washers and like, obviously, like getting landing it on the edge. I don't know if you guys play like that, but landing it on the edge is worth more points and stuff like that. So we'll like try to do stuff like that. We'll like stick them together and we'll like try to all throw them all in at once. So we've always had like kind of like fun doing that. So I've always had like more fun playing washers than I have playing bocce, and that's really the only reason I have it higher.
For me, I'm always, anything competitive, I'm there for. I try to turn everything into a competition. So the more more competitive you can get with it, I'm there for it. And
Yeah, and that's
the
my
better
top
it
four.
is for me. Which means that our top four, we do have the same ones in the top four out of the order. So before we get to the top four, please quick word from our sponsor. Okay, so the top four. I think you can start us with your number
Okay,
four here.
my number four. I love this. All these games. These games are.
These are elite, the elite of the elite, S
Yes.
tier yard games.
It is. I love all these games. So, and I know this is going to be really controversial, and I know you're not going to like this, but my number four is Spikeball. I knew you were going to
Why?
like it.
Why? I'm just kidding. Why?
If I'm being completely honest, I just like the other games more. It's very close with my three, but I just like the other games more, if I'm being completely honest.
Okay, what don't you like then? Or what besides you like the other three better, was there any other reason that it was for?
No, if I'm being completely, like, all my top four are very close. Like, it was very
There's like
hard to pick out.
nothing you don't like about it.
No, there really isn't. Like, well,
Okay.
I feel like, well, when I play with my family, there's not a lot of skill.
Okay, understandable.
So it's like it's me and everybody else when I play.
Right.
And that's never been enjoyable to me.
Yeah, see,
So
I've almost always had like competition.
yeah, like, and I guess that's a big reason it's
Yeah.
probably lower.
Yeah.
And
Okay, so
at
I'm
one
sorry,
point,
go
I
ahead.
had this on my number one when I was thinking about it. I was like, "Oh, Spikeball's one," and I was, and I started thinking, I'm like, "No, it's not," and it just kept moving down more and more. Like I started with it at one; that's where it started, and it just moved down from there.
When I was creating this, I started with my top and went down. I went from best to worst when I
I
was
went
doing
from
this.
worst to
Anyway,
best. Well,
so
I started with my best, and then I worked my worst. I knew what my bottom three were, and I worked my top four. That's kind of how I
okay,
did it.
so my number four, I'm gonna I would be like, oh, this is probably a surprise, but it probably isn't to you, or at least it's not for me. My number four is volleyball.
Yeah, I'm not shocked.
Just because I've rarely played.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess that could be why. I think that's a reason. I think just I feel like you can't play with two people, really. It's difficult with
No,
four.
you can't play with two. Oh, well, it depends on who you're playing with. I'll
It's
leave that for when I go do that, but
difficult with four, I feel like. I feel like you need a group. And I'm not saying like 10, 8 on each side, 10
No,
or
yeah,
8 or
that's
whatever
too
on each side,
much.
but I feel like you need like four, maybe three, at least three on each side. So I just feel like you need like get a group for that.
Yeah.
So that with the fact that I've, rarely ever played, and I mean, it's just maybe if I'd played it more, I'd be higher up, but I would just say those are probably the two reasons that it is
I'm not
where it
shocked at
is.
I'm not shocked at all though that was your four. That's what I was expecting to be there.
Yeah.
It,
So
I'll share my opinions on that when I
when you
get
get
there.
there.
Yeah.
Okay. So number three. You
Top.
want me to go first here?
You can go first here.
Okay. So top three, podium time. My number three is gonna be bags.
Okay, that's my number three too.
And It's not that I like, I mean, obviously, it's not that I dislike it because I mean, these top four elite, but I mean, I don't really have anything bad to say about it. I mean, I really
It's iconic.
like it's one of the OGs, obviously.
I think it is like the iconic like yard game.
Yeah, bag slash cornhole. If you say
Yeah,
cornhole,
whatever.
you're wrong.
Yeah, you are. I don't see corn anywhere involved with it, so that's all
No,
I'm gonna say.
but anyway, I really don't have anything bad to say about it. It's just the fact that I prefer the other two.
Yeah, or come. All right.
And I guess
I think I know how you have it ranked here, but
I really don't. Yeah, I really don't know. But it's three. It's three, okay, people? It's three.
I have it at three.
Maybe
Same.
you have
I like my
things.
upper two, and my family has always been pretty competitive with bags. Like we'll do big. We play winner stays always, pretty much when we're in a big
Okay.
group, and we'll usually have two going at the same time, and we'll just play winner stays at that and just keep it going, you know. So usually we'll have like eight people playing at a time, you know, big group, and it's fun. Everybody can relax. You can like have a drink in your hand at the same time. You don't really have to be like, it's not full on physical. It's kind of relaxing at the same time. It's just I just feel like it's just such a it's well rounded. It's a very well rounded game.
It is well rounded. And like I said, there's nothing bad to say about it. It's just if I had to pick what I would play in order, it's third. So we both had the same number three. I'm assuming we're probably gonna have the same number two.
I don't think we will.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, my number two, I guess I'll just get right
Yeah.
into Can Jam. Sitting at my number two. Based on that reaction, I'm assuming that you have Can Jam at your one.
Yeah, it is my number
But
one.
it's my number two, and obviously my number one's exposed now, but I'll get there when I get there. Can Jam's two, for me. The reason I have it above bags is just because both people need to be good, and they both have to be like, they both
In
gotta have
sync.
some chemistry. Like, you ha like it, one per like in bags, you can potentially get away with one person carrying, but in Can Jam,
You need both people.
you need two people because obviously a good throw is great, but you need someone on the other end that's gonna finish off the points for
Yeah.
you. And I just feel
100%.
like that, and the fact that it's always on edge as someone throws one through the slot, instant winner. And it's relatively easy to keep it close throughout the whole way.
Yeah, depending on the skill gap.
Right. So I feel like that's why it's above bags for me. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Okay, so
We can get to
obviously,
your
my number two
two.
is volleyball.
I expected this to be your number one, to be honest.
The reason it's not my number one is because we usually can only really play twos
Right,
that
okay.
much. But like obviously my whole family, pretty much all my sisters play volleyball and I play volleyball. So it's always pretty competitive. Like I never really have like there's nobody I'm just gonna say there's nobody in my family that's as good as me. So it's less competition for me, but I feel it's more competitive usually. We'll sometimes play with like my other like bigger groups. We'll have like 4-on-4 games and it'll be like that. And that's always fun, and I feel like it's physically engaging. There's obviously a skill thing that's involved. It depend like there's such a big skill gap that like my sisters and I challenged my parents and one side of my entire side of my family to a game of volleyball because we're pretty sure we could beat them just because we're all play the game. We know how to play it. And even though they'll have six and we'll have four, it'll still probably be competitive, just because it is there's a skill component to it, and it's a big skill component.
Yeah, and like with Can Jam, you can't get lucky and win.
And can't,
Like
yeah, no, yeah,
you
no.
just can't do it.
No, there's n yeah,
You can
very
be
little
good
luck
and you could be
involved.
great and your teammate could be buns and you're gonna lose still.
Yeah,
Just how it goes.
yeah,
Same with
and you,
my number one when I get there.
yeah, you need somebody. You like in volleyball, you need your other teammate. You can't play alone. You need there's a chemistry and a yeah it there's a skill component and an athleticism component.
All right, I'll let you get to your number one since.
Well, my number one is obviously Can Jam, and
Why is that above volleyball?
I feel like it's more competitive usually
Okay.
because there is less of a skill gap. Like I know I've said I like the bigger skill gap. It takes skill. You have to practice it, but I also like it to be competitive usually. I'm a competitive person. I the thrill of playing a competitive game. So doing that in that setting, and it takes chemistry. It takes you have to be in sync. You have to know how your teammate's going to react to certain things and stuff like that. It's just a fun game. Kind of similar to bags, it can be kind of relaxing. At the same time, it's not super like physical. It's kind of more laid back than volleyball, which is why it's higher. So you can kind of just do it in the backyard. You don't have to move stuff and stuff like that. You can just kind of put it out there and play.
So my number one, which now was your number four, spike ball. My opinion, the most elite yard game out there. Now why? Well, one, I feel like you get the most involved with it in terms of whether that's action, competitive spirit, some trash talking, skill level. I feel like
There's a skill
it's
gap, yeah.
above everything else.
I don't think it's above volleyball. That's the only one I don't think it's above.
No, that's your opinion, not mine.
Are you kidding? You think that there's a bigger skill gap in spike ball than volleyball?
Yeah, I think it's the exact. I do. Smaller
If we go,
net.
if us two went and played in a professional spike ball game, we would at least score a point. If we went and played two professional
Yeah, because
volleyball
we're better
players,
at
we wouldn't
spike ball
score a
than we are
point.
at volleyball.
I play volleyball. Like if I went with one of my teammates from volleyball to play against two professional volleyball players, we wouldn't score a point. We would
How do you
probably
know
at
we'd
least.
score against spike ballers? Okay, here's the thing though. Spike ball is not a professional sport like volleyball is.
I guess, but like I sent you the clip of like the college people playing in college. Like yes, it's clearly it's like a bigger sport than I thought, I guess. But like I feel like I feel like it's less of a skill gap than volleyball. Like you have to have like
I'm
more.
talking like just for the casual yard gamer.
I still don't think
I feel like you'd have a harder time with spike ball than volleyball,
it
but that's my
depends. I'm
opinion.
gonna say it depends on the person.
But really quick before I continue doing this, I give a special shout out for somebody.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Aaron Lodwig. I know he's listening to this, and I know you've been dodging me and Aiden,
Yes.
dodging our spike ball call out. So here
Yes.
we are calling you out
Come on, Aaron. Come on,
again.
play. Let's go. Bring it
You've been
on.
waiting on this tournament for how long? 2 weeks now?
2 weeks, probably.
We know you've been running from us. We know you're scared of our talent. So take this as our official call out.
Yeah. Any day, anytime, Aaron. I'm there. I'm We're gonna beat you. Don't worry.
Okay, so that's just had to get that off my chest really
Yeah,
quick. Anyway, so back to like, well, like this thing that just make it so great is everything's right there. You know, all the action is within probably a 10-foot radius or 10-foot, yeah, radius. Everything is just right there. You have to be quick. You have to be coordinated. You have to be so many things.
Yeah, as I said, it
And
was my number one on my board.
there's always big play potential. Always, there's a big play opportunity every single time that could just, you know, turn the momentum of the game. And it's always competitive. You know, you may blow some people out. But you know, you're always right there. You can just talk a little trash. You know, you're not yelling it across like if you're playing bags or volleyball, but and I just feel like it requires a ton of skill, so.
Yeah,
And it's
as I said, it
guaranteed. I
was
feel
fun.
like you're always going to have fun every single time, even if you lose.
Yeah, as I said, it was my number one at one point. The top four was really hard for me to rank, and I do love spike ball. It's so much fun, like when, especially if it's competitive, but as I've said, I've not played
Yeah.
that much competitively.
And I feel like also if you're like a spectator, spike ball
Oh
is
yeah.
like what you would want to watch.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of yard games, you don't realize it, but it's kind of entertaining to watch. And even just as you're watching, just be trash talking from
Yeah,
not
oh, of
playing, but just
course.
for I it it's one of my
The crowd
most favorite things
heckler.
to do. Oh yeah.
Yeah, well, you have to.
Yeah, we're like we call it the peanut gallery. You know, they're always like quiet in the peanut gallery while when they're throwing, and we love to distract. Like it. I feel like a lot of
You
like my
have
top four
to.
at least. The top four I think are all like kind of fun to watch, and like you can sit on the side and just absolutely trash talk, and yeah. So I feel like all those are kind of fun to watch, in my opinion.
Yes, I agree. So that's gonna do with the yard games. We're gonna try, hopefully, try to make this ranking thing a series.
Yeah.
You know, ranking a bunch of different things. If you, the listener, has anything you want us to either talk about or rank or discuss or argue about, tweet at us or DM us on Twitter at HighlightsPod. And we can
Follow us
try
there
our, we
too.
can follow us there, of course. And we'll see what we can do to make that happen.
Yeah.
We're always open to ideas because
We shockingly do not have as many as
we value the audience.
think.
Which in parentheses after that is we're running low on
We've been
ideas.
around low from the beginning.
Yeah, well, we've had to trash some ideas because they're
Yeah.
just not relevant anymore. But
Or we just don't really want to do
care. Yeah. But yeah, I'm rambling. So at Highlights Pod on Twitter. And we'll be back next Friday. No idea what we're going to talk about because that's how we roll over here.
Wing it.
We
Fake it till you make it.
always. But yeah, that's going to be it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you next Friday. Peace.
Yes, we will.